This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right now, 7 at the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, here, there, and everywhere around the world. There are things happening around the corner. There are things that are happening. They may not, be as exciting or dramatic, and maybe we have a little less drama. We feel better about a little less drama instead of a little more drama. I find being cool, calm, and collected is kind of empowering, Jay Kirshner and Doug here on the Good Day program. Yeah. It's empowering. We often talk about empowering ourselves. I say there have been people who worked for me. I've seen people who have been around that have been empowered and entitled. And there are things that happen to folks when... And enable is another word that goes with empower. It's enabling some parents do a good job giving their children what they need to grow up to be healthy and strong and smart. And others just don't trust themselves to let their children because they don't trust themselves to be the people that they want to be. What's the old expression? Be all you can be?
Yeah.
Right?
In the Army. Well, yeah, you want to give your children the tools to go off and do amazing things. You want to teach them how to do it for themselves.
Right.
Just keep doing everything for them, moving every roadblock out of their way to make things easier. There's no growth in the easy.
No, it makes life difficult, as a matter of fact. You get older, especially when you don't have somebody anymore to lean on. I think that we need a little more inspiration, excuse me, a little more perspiration, and then we can move ahead, okay? Words of wisdom, hopefully, they'll help you out a little bit. Here's the story of some firefighters who saved a woman from a sewer. So listen, I'm chuckling only because it sounds like a bad scene from a bad movie. Right? The police saw this woman's hand sticking up through a manhole cover. And then the firefighters came in. They did rescue the woman. How did she get into the storm drain is a question, and I'm not sure it has been answered yet. Has it? She was in her 50s, went to the hospital, got checked out. She's okay. This is a strange reality.
Yeah.
She apparently was exploring the sewers. That's summertime. I think I'll go into the sewer where it's cool and see what's there. What are you, nuts?
Well, and when was it? I feel like it was sometime recently that a couple of boys, like preteens, were doing this, went into the sewer and kind of got stuck, got lost.
Kind of from the category of nuts in the news.
I would think that it would be very easily disorienting if you were down there. It's a maze. It's a labyrinth of sewers.
You don't know where you're going.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. But she waved down these two bicycle officers who were out and about. She has five children. Do as I say, not as I do. right, exactly. Yeah. And so, as you were saying, there are others who have tried this stunt, and you wonder... what kind of background they have.
I just immediately think of the horror film It with the clown that's in the sewer.
I know you would have that reference.
Yeah, and the red balloon.
You and your horror movies. Speaking of things that are horrible, might as well keep going down this thread for a little while. Those three officers that were found dead in the car at Camp Lejeune died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Remember, I think we talked about this when it first came out, wondering out loud whether that, in fact, was the case. So now we find that they have, that they're dead and they died of carbon monoxide. So what was this?
Well,
what do we know about the three men?
Investigators so far have said it seems accidental. They have not found anything that shows that it's something else, including suicide. They do not believe it's any of that, that it's just something accidental, possibly something with the car, the vehicle mishap.
Yeah. Does seem strange, though, doesn't it? It seems just strange.
It does.
All right.
It does.
From the dead zone, 40 people killed. Mediterranean wildfires, 9 countries across Europe as well. North Africa, lots of wildfires, high winds, dangerous heat waves, not only here in our country, but across the Mediterranean.
The world is on fire, literally.
Uh-huh. It's hot. Hot, hot, hot. So this is the highest death toll, according to what I've seen anyway, anything like this. For a long time. The last time there was a situation this bad was here in our country, out in central California, where those wildfires spread so quickly. There were, I think, was it 32 people who were killed? And that fire was caused by Pacific Electric, or whatever the name of the electric company is out there, not cleaning up around the base of the electrical system, the wiring, where all of the wires go. We all know, we see these all over the country, and they do a terrible job. PG&E, that's it, Pacific Gas and Electric. So, anyway, there's a lot of this stuff going on, and people, okay, it's global. I better buy an electric car. That'll solve everything.
How long ago was it when Australia was on fire?
Last year.
Was it just last year? It feels like it was a couple of years ago.
It was just one
of those things of, like, I still think about a lot of the images that the photos that were taken and the two kangaroos who perished while holding each other.
I remember that. Yeah. Oy. A major search for a 14-year-old girl who disappeared from Phoenix 3 years ago came to an ending earlier this week. When the young woman, she was 14 then, she is 18 now, she showed up at a police station in Montana. Her name is Alicia Navarro. She went into this small town on the Montana-Canadian border, said she was the girl who vanished from Arizona September 15th, 2019. She seems to be safe, healthy, and happy. So then why did she turn herself in if she was, what was the point of that? She looks like a pretty sullen, the pictures that you see anyway. She looks pretty sullen to me. A lot of people thought she was a runaway. Well, I guess you could still have that conclusion, right? Did she explain why she just disappeared?
Yeah. Was she kidnapped? Was she a runaway? Did
she
get lured into a cult so that she then escapes?
No, what I see is that she willfully left her home. And now they're looking into what the parents were all about. What was going on? Were they abusing her? She just went into the police station and said, "Here I am. Please take me off the missing juvenile list."
Just unclear.
No,
she was.
And the police said, "Well, she's not in any kind of trouble. Why would she be in trouble?" Isn't that the first thing you should all think of? Yeah.
Well, I go back to, not that this is the same situation, but the guy who was reported missing and then turns out he hadn't been missing this whole time. He was still with his mom. His mom just filed all, like, the wrong stuff. And
Yeah.
Or not didn't file the wrong stuff.
So
like,
here's what I would have.
So.
I'd been worried about her. You know, we've talked about all these bear attacks and bear cat attacks and. We had a raccoon attack this past week or two. So one wonders if she was just out there on her own, all alone, what she did for food, how she had shelter. I think those questions would be an interesting story. But the family's asking for privacy, so police are not talking much about it.
Well, I see where she the young woman issued an apology saying that she just wants to move on with her life. She is apologetic. Mm-hmm. She's sorry for what she put her mom through, and she understands the pain that she caused her family. Right. Though it was not intentional to cause them pain, she is hopeful to have a relationship with them now.
Here's a couple of social media comments. There's somebody who says, what an unexpected blessing. Still a lot of unanswered questions, but as long as she's alive, healthy, and safe, hopefully the family can accept her as she is. Besides, she's a grown woman anyway. Now she's 18, right? She's of age.
Yeah. Of age and a grown woman, I don't think, are
right.
the same.
Yeah, okay.
An 18-year-old
yeah.
is still.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that.
I mean, you can't even legally rent a car until you're the age of 25. What's the age that your brain
is? You buy a gun, though, a lot earlier.
27?
Yeah, let's buy a gun. And do that pretty easy. Go into the service at 18. All right. The aforementioned bear attacks. Here's the latest. Let's see. Asheville, North Carolina. A jogger there narrowly escaping an encounter with a mother bear. Bill Palace, his name, lived in Asheville for a long time. He was out for his morning run, turned a corner, saw a baby bear. Uh-oh. When you see a cub, there's a mom around, for sure. He turned around, and all of a sudden he sees the mama bear. Cub runs up the hill, the mother bear charges after him, and he begins to wave his hands and yell after the encounter where she raked her claws against his face and his arm. Oh, man. His arm went into her mouth. What do you suppose went through this guy's mind? She stands up on her back legs, and she says her head was the size of a basketball right there on top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
He swung his arm to protect himself. The bear bit his arm. He fell on his back and waited for the next move of the bear. She was more interested in the cub. So fortunately for him, after the attack,
he got away.
Yeah. Can you imagine how scary that is?
Yeah, I would think one of two thoughts would go through your head. Either, okay, this is how I die, or, all right, it's go time. Time to fight.
Wowie zowie. Man, just imagine that. 18 after here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media segment. Each hour at this time, we tackle some of the people that are gaining attention. There's a video literally floating around of this guy under the ice. You saw this, right, Jay?
It is terrifying.
What in the world? And this is today. Like, where is he swimming? He's under the ice. It's got to be in the southern hemisphere someplace. So he's in. I didn't see in the video that he got out.
Oh,
did
yes,
you?
He did. At the end. But it's just watching it, and it's like you can't help but feel secondhand anxiety over this and panic because
right.
People are knocking on the ice trying to get him to go to this one area where they do have a hole and they're waiting to rescue him.
Yeah.
But then eventually he gets to the rope and he's able to follow the rope, even though he knows that that's a little bit of a farther swim. But he starts following the rope and is able to hurry up and get out of there and just, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, terrifying, some of the comments that are being made by people who are seeing this for the first time. We were talking about the person who, you know, you see all of these stories, sometimes you wonder what to make of them. The girl who was missing for 4 years. Okay. So now where were the parents? One of the comments here was, I suspect the mother's not interested in her, and I wouldn't think she would be interested in her family at this point. Why'd she stay away all this time, and why did she come out? That would be a question I'd like to get an answer to, frankly. All right, we still have that question floating around about what keeps you up at night. Is it noise? Is it thought? What is it that keeps you up? Larry says work. He works on that. Okay. Got that. Jeff says, I am 61. I have to pee. Yep. You asked. Yeah, I mean, we did ask. Kelly French says, me, of course. Or should I say you? My radio. She says, I need to get a new one because I miss you. Okay, Kelly. Donald Trapp says, his cat keeps him up. His cat's name is Knight. Good. Jenny says, going to the bathroom. Vivian says, everything keeps me up. Wow. There's a life that needs to be fixed.
I like Bonnie's saying that nothing. I make a note of things I have to do the next day, and then I give it to God, and I go to sleep.
Yeah, good for her. Yep, that's the way to do it. Sometimes if I'm really busy in a day and I have a lot of things on my mind, it's hard for me to take a nap. I like to take a nap for 20 minutes or so after I'm done with the radio work. And sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. Depends on who's after me. The phone rings, you know, there's that stuff. Dawn Berger says her brains keep her up. Stacey Array says a good book. Yep. Debbie Shelby says my dog's trying to scooch me. Scooch me out of it. Yeah, we've had that experience. Bruce Tersage, I think that's how you pronounce that. I pronounce his name. Tersage, maybe. He says that he's worrying about things. But all, Bruce, worrying is just a prayer for something that you don't want to have happen. I know it seems easy sometimes to shut it off, but there are all kinds of really great ways for you to shut your mind off. Things that are easy. Let's see here. Melody says nothing keeps herself up. She says, I stopped worrying about things that you have no control over. I can't change things. I sleep well. Of course, I'm sure the weighted blanket and meditation help.
Oh, I love a weighted blanket.
I don't like them at all. I feel, Yvonne has neuropathy. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Sean says the Biden administration. Okay. We'll keep going after that. 28 after, this is Good Day.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch. In both cases, like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a one-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Gas prices are at an 8-month high. More from Brian Shook.
AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular gas hit $3.71 on Thursday. That's the highest the average has hit since November and is 13 cents more compared to a week ago. The jump comes as the price for a barrel of oil has surged to $80, a 3-month high. California has the highest average price at $4.93, while Mississippi drivers are seeing the lowest average at $3.17 a gallon. I'm Brian Shook.
Bud Light maker Anheuser Busch is laying off hundreds after the recent fallout of a boycott against its partnership with a transgender influencer. That's nearly 2% of its workforce in the U.S. A spokesperson for the company told The Hill it's an attempt to simplify by changing its corporate structure. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Now 34 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner here to wind our way through a lot of things that are going on. The more things you do, the more things we talk about, doesn't it make it more interesting? Or, as some people would say, well, you should just focus on one thing. What's the topic? I love the radio people. Oh, what's your topic? My topic is you. My topic is life.
Whatever I feel like in the moment. Don't tell me how to live.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Jay's always taking up. Thank you very much. It's the old expression. What's the expression? You can please some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. And if you're not pleasing yourself, then what's the point? You got to please yourself, right?
Yeah.
The one person you need to please is you.
You are your own constant. You
do
think about
a good
it.
Job
through
with
the
that.
Entirety of your life, no yep. matter at what stage, what age, you are the only constant in your life who is always mm-hmm. there no matter what.
Yes, ma'am. All right, lots of conversation about travel. This time of year, people are going here, there, and everywhere. It's kind of fun that we have this opportunity to give you a couple of days. Matter of fact, I'm talking about 2 days. Some people are getting 3 nights free in Las Vegas. And here to witness that is somebody who gave us a buzz at 855-999-DOUG, someone who appears to think this was a pretty good thing.
Hi, this is John Hart, H-A-R-T, in Vero Beach, Florida. I listen to your show every morning, and I called in on that line to see if I can get lucky and get a couple-day stay in Las Vegas. And sure enough, I got through. And the fellow told me that I've won a 3-day stay in Vegas. So, oh, my God, this is fantastic. I never win anything. So from now on, I'm going to call you Uncle Doug. Uncle Doug Stephan. You're sure like an uncle to me now, I'll tell you that. You cheered me up. I'm 100% service-connected disabled veteran. And, boy, did I ever need a cheering up at this time. God bless you, Doug, and I love your show.
That's your sweet, sir.
Oh, God bless
you. Good luck
him.
To you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good story. It is a good story. I didn't know there were up to 3 nights. I thought it was 2. Anyway, whether you want 2 or 3, whatever the deal, 800-419-3684 to take advantage of what this gentleman was just talking about. That's translated to 800-419-DOUG for that stay. Help yourself. So here we are finding ourselves just kind of locked in to heat. Humidity seems to be one of the big discussions of this time of year. And it seems the last 4 or 5 years it's been one of the big items of discussion. How do we cool down? And so you think about youngsters going back to school. In fact, my children, my daughter and her husband and my grandson are here. They're traveling for a couple of days this week. As a matter of fact, they're in New York and they're coming back tomorrow. And so they love coming. My daughter just loves coming home, and it's so neat to kind of see that, feel it. And her husband was talking about that, how much she changes when she comes home, which is neat. But going back to them, when they go back to California, the next day, Miles goes back to school. And the idea of children going to school, when Miles first started his educational career, it was during COVID. And whatever took place was on a Zoom call. So then, you know, he did go back to school. They wore masks for a little while. I remember all of us having to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. There was a lot of trauma caused by remote learning.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that still sticks. There's a painful reminder with that. And this is, I think, from my perspective, this was one of the biggest policy blunders of the entire pandemic.
Well, and nobody followed the same rules. Did you notice that? Like, in the state of Tennessee, nobody had to really do anything. Nothing shut down except for Davidson County, where Nashville is, and Shelby County, where Memphis is. And everywhere else was just kind of like continuing on with their own lives. You had to wear a mask in places, but most people didn't. Nobody was really forcing you to. You didn't have to show, I never had to show a card anywhere. And you have, but they're also transient, and a lot of people don't live in Davidson County, but work in Davidson County. They don't live in Shelby County, but they work in Shelby County. So you had just this hodgepodge of rules that nobody followed the same thing, even just half a mile apart.
Well, I think there are some things here that deserve some more. And as a matter of fact, in Congress this week, there are some hearings going on. And the one that I'm sort of focused on now is called Generational Learning, How Pandemic School Closures Hurt Students, Laid Bare the Lingering Bitterness. There's a lot of bitterness. I was completely against closing schools. I was completely against shutting things down the way that we did. We were forced into it. We were cowed into it all over this country. If you didn't go along, then you didn't get along. And if you had a different point of view, you were shouted down. Your children couldn't go to school. The or you had to lie about some religious, you had a religious objection to it. Why? This is a free country. You don't want to get your vaccine, you shouldn't have to get a vaccine. People
and
say, well,
if you want to get it, you shouldn't be ashamed for wanting to get it. It was
exactly.
Hatred on both sides of the aisle, yes.
I remember speaking about my daughter and my grandson. They were here in January, and we took a train ride into Boston, and Miles had his mask on. So I posted on my Facebook page the picture of us riding on the train, and some guy wails away at me, "What's up with a mask?" And I said back, I sent a note back to him, "Mind your own business, sir, because it's none of your business whether I want to wear a mask or somebody around me wants to wear a mask. What? And why would you care? It's not any of your concern."
Yeah.
What do you care?
And if you take notice, people, it's like, look outside yourself, pay attention to what's going on around you. Prior to the whole COVID situation, some people wore masks when they traveled. I have a friend who would always fly with a mask because she. Her job is her voice, and she gets very sick very easily. So, and especially the air pressure changes and everything. It's enough to give her a little bit of a laryngitis situation, so she travels with a mask. And when COVID, I think it was in January, before everything shut down, but we did know about it to an extent, people would give her such a hard time when she was flying, and she's telling them, she's like, "I've always flown with a mask.
Mind your own business."
Yeah, exactly. I fly with a mask now, but that's just because people smell. Like, full on. Doug, you fly all the time.
Yeah, I don't like sitting in the back. That's one of the reasons I don't.
And it's not
people
just...
People in BO.
Well, it's not only just them.
Take
that
a shower.
Smell. It's either that smell of people who wear the same jeans over and over without washing them a few too many times, or they bring on a sandwich that has onions on it. It's just one of those things that mask acts as a barrier, and I'm a big fan.
Representative Aaron Bean of Florida sharing the hearing on what happened during the pandemic. The conclusion of the committee was that the pandemic learning loss was so staggering that in some cases all of the progress made in school since the 1990s has been completely reversed. Learning loss recorded across all grade levels, all subject matters. So the remote learning was a joke. It didn't work. And you think, especially of the ages here, the younger children, especially poor children, children of color, didn't have internet access. Rural America didn't have internet access appropriately. And then there were parents who had essential jobs. They couldn't help their children. They had to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Or do the work from home thing. And a lot of times they had to be on phones or on their own meetings. But not everybody, not every child is able to learn in that kind of environment.
Exactly.
There's a reason why homeschool is an option, and a lot of children thrive being homeschooled. And there are a lot of children who do not thrive in that environment, and they actually need to go somewhere. But look at adults. A lot of people found out that they thrive in a work-from-home environment rather than going to the office, and a lot of other people realize that they can never do a work-from-home job because they just don't have, they can't do that. They have to go into an office building.
One of the people there testifying from the American Enterprise Institute said, quote, "The pandemic caused the largest negative shock to student learning the country has ever seen." And this is from a guy who's touted as an education expert. "The pandemic widened the achievement gap between white and Asian students on one hand and students of color on the other." I could see that. Completely. This was, I don't want to say a joke, because it wasn't a joke, but it was a horrible experience that hopefully we're smart enough not to repeat again. The only question is, why did we fall for it in the first place?
What made
you think that you had to do what was suggested by the government and some media?
Yeah. Exactly, just the fact of the unknown, and just what is it, the blind faith in authority? Something that I would like to see if there's been any studies done on how many children lost out on scholarships, and young students lost out on scholarships because they weren't able to do a lot of the extracurricular activities that could get them a scholarship, and therefore weren't able to go to college.
You know, what I find interesting here, the people who moved around during the pandemic because of COVID restrictions, some states, as you pointed out, were easier to live in than others. But you look at the money that's been spent, $130 billion was handed out to schools in the relief package. They were supposed to use it to reopen safely and implement tutoring programs, but the problem is so widespread that money didn't really do anything. So this is, again, something hopefully we think about if, you know, you've got all these people around right now. We're going to have three bad flu bugs this year. You better look out. Go get a shot, you know. Are we going to have to, you know, there's always this stooge in the media, news media, saying, we're going to have to shut things down again, close the country down. Yeah, right. Okay.
Absolutely not. I think people really will riot across the nation if they try that again.
Dr. Ken's coming up with questions. You can listen to Dr. Ken this week, Good Day Health program, on most of the same stations that carry this program, to learn about the 8 habits that you take up by the time you're 40 if you want to live to be 80. Right? There was a study done of 700,000 people, found men who adopted all 8 by the age of 40 lived to at least 84. So you'll want to listen to Dr. Ken for that. Also on Dr. Ken's Good Day Health program this week, there's a focus on probiotics and how if you use the right ones, it helps your cognitive abilities. You got to make sure your gut's in good shape. That's all with Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox,
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of a central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology to answer your questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken. If you have personal questions for Ken, you can call his office and find a time to talk to him. His number is 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. All right, let's talk about vitamin D. There's always a lot of information. It almost always seems to be positive, Ken, including now something new that seems to be directed toward people who have psoriasis. Is psoriasis more of a problem these days, or do we just know more about it? I seem to come across people all the time that have this, or maybe I'm watching too many commercials on TV.
Probably a little of all of the above, including you watching too many commercials. But it is... There's an awareness about it. So what is psoriasis? This is a skin issue. The skin cells build up and form these dry, itchy, sometimes painful patches. It's no fun. It doesn't look good. But there's some hope here. There have been some really breakthrough medications. But out of the American Society for Nutrition, we learned that people who have psoriasis, they may want to get their vitamin D, as in David, levels checked, Doug. The new research suggests that blood levels of the so-called sunshine vitamin may affect the severity of their condition. So get that vitamin D level checked. Talk to your doctors about getting the level up to a good therapeutic level.
All right. Next up on the overview, the questions about dementia that come up. We've talked about that on the Good Day Health program a lot. Because it is a big problem, especially as you're getting older. So understandably, the concern comes from the stats, where there are so many emergency room visits every year. So what would happen to someone that was brought into an emergency room who had dementia? Would it be related to whatever the episode was that's being addressed by going to the emergency room?
Well, all of the above. There's so many different scenarios how we get to this report this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Neurology, that there's actually 1.4 million emergency room visits a year due to dementia. So it's Alzheimer's disease and other dementia-related illnesses. They cause, again, an estimated 1.4 million trips to the emergency room every year. You can just imagine all of the confusion issues that can result from dementia. So it's just important to make sure that those who have dementia are well supervised and thoughtfully living their lives so they don't end up in the emergency room. Just a warning, they're at high risk of going to the ER.
Okay. All right. Here's a study about probiotics and how it enhances your cognitive abilities. So this is interesting because of the, I suppose, the gut, the whole business on the central focus on your gut and all health begins in the gut, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're taking probiotics, apparently it is good for your brain, especially as you're getting older. I know we've gotten into these, this, that, and the other thing. I just wonder, we haven't talked specifically about probiotics. Do you take probiotics?
Well, do you count yogurt? I eat plenty of yogurt every day.
Yeah.
And I think the more we learn about this biome that exists in the gut, that there's just billions of organisms in the gut, keeping that healthy is so important for issues, illnesses from head to toe. And you're pointing out how important the biome in the gut is for keeping your head functioning well. So the way I do it is I just eat low-fat, non-fat yogurt. I have a serving every day.
That's good. I do, too. I try to. I like Trader Joe's. Not an ad for Trader Joe's, but listen. Here's something I found interesting just as a comment. This couple went to the clinic at the University of Alabama because the baby, when they got checked out by the doctor, it looked like the baby was outside the uterus. And apparently this baby was born outside the uterus. They had a uterus transplant to fix the problem. Wow. This is kind of amazing, it would seem. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that this is maybe a unique, a very rare, fortunately, phenomena that you've come across. And this is not something most of us will ever experience, fortunately.
No, right, exactly. All right, there's Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. Ken's got a license, I don't. Here we are on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.